Good evening. The show begins in Ukraine. A Russian buildup. For what? For Ukraine? The information is more than that. Putin is a predator. It's a pattern since Chechnya. After Ukraine, the unknown, but everybody's entertaining where next. And then a conversation with Colonel McCausland about Rafa. Date uncertain, date certain for the Rafa operation. Gaza standout. Pause. Unknown future. Jonathan Ward joins to say that the SEC would be wise to mandate risk for any companies investing in China or with operations that depend upon China. Risk to be disclosed to the investor class. And then Brandon Weikart speaks of the PLA Navy. Is it a threat to the U.S. surface fleet? Questions to be asked and answered in these next years. 2027 remains the agreed-upon date for the PLA being ready to attack. Nobody ever waited for the ready. It's history's lesson. Orban, Viktor Orban, has been president of Hungary since 2010. Before that, he served a first term, 98 to 2002. He's in some trouble with protesters in Budapest now, having to do with money. More to the point, he's an outlier in the EU and NATO. He also is a man who has toyed with Moscow as he's toyed with the Brussels committees. A puzzle. I speak to George Friedman about him. We also talk about the moon as a contest. The high ground. Missiles on the moon can rain down on Earth without an answer. Is that the future? Permanent war on the moon. Test number four is coming up for SpaceX. Musk says May. Also, building the ESA's Mars rover called Franklin. Underway now, could take years. There's a every 2 years is a window for Mars. Maybe they'll be ready. And then Evan Ellis takes us through Latin America. The Ecuador troubles with Mexico, the Brazil troubles with Musk and vice versa. The Argentinian problem with the Chinese and vice versa. Guatemala, routine corruption. Arevalo, the new president, is trying to say we're different. Then food inflation with Simon Constable. It's around the world. It's not just in the United States and Britain. Russia's answer to the refinery damage is to cut the quality of the gasoline, no longer comply with EU rules about emissions. Unintended consequence. And President Yoon of South Korea has been trimmed back by a legislative election that went for the opposition. Back and forth, back and forth. Argentina, again, Rick Fisher reports on Argentina pushing back on that Chinese observation space antenna in southern Argentina, a deal signed with the previous administration. No transparency. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.